Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 13th day of Adar Beis Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Teshi'i, Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Meir, in the previous Mishnah, was lenient as far as finding a heter for Nedarim. And here we find Rabbi Meir saying another way in which we can get a person out of their neder. V'oidomer Rabbi Meir. If the Chachamim want to come to release a person from his neder, they could ask him, if you would have known that by making your neder, you're violating sort of a pasuk in the Torah. For example, he made a vow that he prohibits his friend having any hana from his property because of he wants to get back at his friend or because of a hatred of his friend. So, if that's the case, they can open up or they can release him from his vow by saying to him, "Va'omrim loy, ilu ho yiso yodaya, if you would have known, sha'ata ovel al lo sikim lo sita v'alo sita, that you will be violating the loisas of the Torah, you shall not take vengeance, or you shall not bear a grudge. Ve'al lo sisna or sachicha b'lovecha, and you shall not hate your friend in your heart. Would have you made the neder then? Or, let's say his friend went bankrupt, and the fellow made a vow not to have any, that he can't have any benefit from him. And now he says, the Chachamim can say to him, if you would have known at the time that you made the neder that you're violating v'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha, v'cheyachicha imach, you shall love your friend like yourself, and your brother shall live and enjoy life with you, from which we learn that it's a mitzvah to help your friend, to support him. And you were worried, Shamayana, now maybe he would, your friend, that you made a neder from him, maybe that you would become poor, and then you would not be able to help him because of your neder. Would have you made a neder in that case? But Omar and the person who made the neder says, wow, ilu hoyisi yodesh, again, if I would have known that I'm over these psukim, loyisi neder, I would never have made a neder. Hazamuta. Then the person is released from his neder. That the Chachamim can, the Chacham can release him from his neder based on that harota, on that regret. Mishnah, poschin l'adam b'ksubas ishta. We can find a heter for someone to get out of his neder by using the ksuba for his of his wife. Let's say a person made a neder that his wife, he will never have benefit from his wife, and he needs to divorce her. Or he made a neder to divorce his wife. We can find a heter for that neder by telling him what type of payment he has to pay for the ksuba. And we can say, listen, if you would have known that you would have to pay your ksuba X and X amount, and you'd be left without anything, would you have made the neder? And if he says, no, there's no way I would have made the neder. So we can mutter his neder based on that. Umaisa, says the Mishnah, there was a story. About a man who banned having any ana from his wife, and therefore he needed to divorce her because of that neder. Arba meos dinarim, and the amount of the ksuba that was written was 400 dinarim. Uvamalifnei Rabbi Akiva, this man came in front of Rabbi Akiva. V'chivoi, Rabbi Akiva obligated him liten laksubasa to pay the ksuba 400 dinarim. Amalai, the husband said to Akiva, Rabbi, Shmoina meos dinarin hiniach abba. My father left me only 800 dinarin. That was the Yerusha. Venotel achi arba meos. Now my brother took half, 400. Vani arba meos. And I've got 400. And that's it. I've got nothing else apart from that. Loi daya shetitel hi masayim vani masayim. Come on. Isn't that enough that my wife, she'll get 200 dinarin? I'll get 200. Does she really need to take more than that? If she takes the 400, I'll be left with nothing. Now, the Gemara explains that it was not cash of 800 dinarim that their father left, but it was land. It was land that was worth that amount. And after they divided the land, he was left with a block of land worth 400 dinarim. His brother took the other 400 dinarim worth of land. And that block of land was meshubed, was mortgaged, or had a lien on it for the ksuba of his wife. Why must it be talking about a case like that, about land? Because if we're talking about cash or chattels, then the halacha is that chattels do not become a shubah to the ksuba. The woman cannot, a wife cannot take the money or cash for her ksuba, even from the husband himself. Amala Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva therefore said to the husband, you're asking me if you can get out of paying the full ksuba. Let me tell you, afilu ato moichan saroishcha, even if you sell, even if you have nothing to sell, and you've only got the hair on your head to sell, ato noisein la ksubasa, you will still have to pay her the full ksuba, i.e., you will have to give her the land or the block of land that you have that is now mortgaged for that ksuba, for payment of the ksuba. When the husband heard this, amaloi, the husband said to Rabbi Akiva, oy, 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 ilu ha'isi adei ashehu kein, if I would have known that would be the case, la'isi neder, I would never have made such a neder to divorce my wife or not have an offer my wife. And, says the Mishnah, vihitira Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva then promptly released him from the neder, or released the woman, allowed the woman to go to her husband. In other words, he was matir. He released the man from his neder by that type of regret, by the regret of the husband. That was a good enough pesach harot, as we call it, an opening to get out of the neder.